I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Down the Heisman rabbit hole we go. We went through the favorites, but there's a million more names on here. Let me at least tease this, because I know you've got like two more segments that you just want to dive into all of this that you put in. What is the most valuable bet? You don't have to say who, but do you have one or two that are far down? Maybe just give us the price or whatever it is. On one or two that you're looking at now as long shots that you think are going to jump up the board as the season goes on. You don't have to say who, but do you have a couple at least?
There is a player who at Bet Rivers is 25, and I have bet at 35. That I think is like one of the great bets of the season. Actually, like in all
I
markets,
think I know. I think we're on the same page here. So we'll get there. That's all I'll say.
I don't know if we're on the same page. I think we might not be.
No,
but the players in that range are very interesting. Like they're all very interesting. But like. I think there is an opportunity that's been created because of an injury for one player specifically over some of the others. So we'll go over it as we go. It's fine.
Right. Well, we'll start with Will Anderson, though, who's at 15-1 at Bet Rivers right now, who some consider the best player in college football. He's just, like we talked about, not a quarterback, which makes it that much more difficult. It's not often that you see really any position other than quarterback win. But to have a defensive player, well, we know we got to go back to Charles Woodson and have that conversation. So where are you on Will Anderson at 15-1?
Yeah, I mean, after Caleb Williams, probably the second toughest player to handicap, right? You have a defensive player with a very low price, never happens. And I mean, defensive players are hard enough when are difficult enough to handicap when you get into week 7, week 8, and they've had outstanding seasons. They're still so difficult to figure out. There was a time last year where Jordan Davis was like heavily talked about as like, he was like 20-1, 25-1 anchor of, you know, one of the dominant defenses we've ever seen. And obviously didn't make it to the ceremony, got drafted in the first round, probably going to be like a Pro Bowler for the Eagles this year. We'll see, but just couldn't have the counting stats that are required. Will Anderson can obviously have those sacks, tackles for loss, forced turnovers. It's just it's another price where if I really don't have a good feel for where it's going to go. So with Caleb Williams and with Will Anderson, I think this is true for both of them. Like, do I feel confident I know where the price is going in the first week or two of the season? With both players, I think the answer is no. In Caleb Williams' case, I actually think the price is not that likely to drop. If I had to like just kind of gun to my head, what do I think is going to happen? probably stays in that spot for a little bit. There's not a ton of like nationally televised, huge, high profile, high total games that they're going to play in where it's like, I think he probably just stays in that spot. Maybe it goes down, but like, again, not confident. So if I'm not confident, don't want to bet it. And with Will Anderson, it's the same thing. Cause like, what's the Lamar Jackson version of what he'd have to do to see his price crater in week one? Like, what does a defensive version of that look like? Is it like 4 sacks? Is it like, what happens when he starts having games where he's like good, but it's like not amazing? Like what happens when he has a game where he has like 1.5 sacks? Is that like a great, is that like a Heisman game for Will? Like, is it actually disappointing and his price should go up? What's our precedent to evaluate him and price him correctly? Like, who are we comparing him to that started the season like this? Because we've had defensive players have great years. That's not the issue. Like, Ndamukong Suh, like, had one of the great defensive seasons of all time, basically. And so, like, but, like, it didn't happen at the start of, like, we weren't going into the year thinking about it. So I don't know how he's going to be priced and kind of evaluated by bettors on, like, good but not great games. You know what I mean? Like, he's almost held to a higher standard, like, you know, if a quarterback has like 250 and 3 against an FCS team, that's not a great game against an FCS team, but like, it's not going to cause your price to drop. It's just kind of kicking the can down the road and we'll evaluate you more later. What is that version of that game for him? And does he get penalized more? There's more times that he can be invisible. There's more times that he can not make the splash play. A quarterback's going to have the ball all the time. There's no guarantee Will Anderson sniffs the football in a game. It does not have to happen. For CJ Stroud, it has to happen. The ball will literally be snapped to him. Will Anderson doesn't have to happen. So just like, I don't think betting him now is awesome. But again, like of the players on the board, like he's probably the one I feel the second least confident in, but I think I feel more confident not betting him now than I do not betting Caleb Williams. Now, Caleb Williams is like, this can go so many different ways. I have no idea. Will Anderson, I think I'm pretty good on passing for right now. I don't think he like becomes the favorite. Think about what has to happen. All the other quarterbacks have to just suck,
yeah,
basically, for him to become the favorite. Right. What is the likelihood Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Caleb Williams all suck in the first 3 weeks? Like, what's the likelihood that's what you need?
Yeah. And that's what I think makes this whole Heisman race so difficult, is that you've got these three big name quarterbacks there. Plus, you know, one or two quarterbacks are going to jump in most likely early in the season into the conversation, which hurts somebody like a Will Anderson. Like you said, 1.5 sacks in a game. You're like, meh. Expect like he needs
right
to
like is that good
every single
like
day.
Are we gonna hype
it's
that
not good enough
but that's
him.
The thing, like maybe people will, maybe they'll be like, there's his Heisman play for today. Like, we what frame of reference in the social media era? There's never been a player entering the season like this. It's only been about 10 years, so just like,
that's
what
true.
What is this? Like, what is this gonna be? It just I don't know. I feel like there's gonna be a group of people that will overhype everything he does, and then a lot of people will just be like, especially if he has a lot of those games, are just going to be like, I can't get there. I can't, like, how am I voting for this player? And like, just trying to measure his stats against other counting stats that occur on offense is really, really tough. So you're going to have your diehards, and he has a group of them this year that are just like, their mission is to see him win this award, basically. Like, that's their mission. But like, I don't think that's everybody. And I don't even think that's like a quarter of the voters. I think it's just a really vocal minority of voters that just want to see kind of like something crazy happen. And maybe it can happen. But like, is this 15 really going to be 5 in 2 weeks? And like, that's so much less likely than a quarterback can go from 15 to 5, because like, the opportunity is always going to be there. A defensive player going from 15 to 5 like requires more. Think about when you bet props for like a guy to have a defensive touchdown. It's like 100-1 that the guy has a defensive touchdown. I mean, it's so unlikely. So what happens? I mean, over under sack props. Like, just these things just don't happen very often. It's like hitting a home run in a baseball game. So just like, you know, and that's what he has to do. In every game, he has to hit a home run. In every game, he has to catch that quality of prop, and think about how we price those, you know, crazy achievements. So just, can he win? Sure. I don't think it's very likely. I don't think the price is going to drop, really. Like, even if he has great games, a couple of quarterbacks, even if it's not the top three, a couple of quarterbacks are throwing 10 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. Like, I don't even know what he would have to do to see his price drop. There's no frame of reference for this. And for that reason, I'm not interested in betting it, especially at 15. 50, sure. Like, can he get in the conversation? 15, he's already in the conversation. He's supposed to be leading the conversation almost. Just can't get behind the price ever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feels like a Shark Tank episode, and for that reason, I'm out.
Right. As I said the words, I just go, yeah, maybe I'm like Mr. Wonderful. I call myself that in the mirror. I call myself Mr. Wonderful.
And I mean, every day, I can see you picturing you're standing there. Today, You will find great trends, and you are wonderful. I'm Mr. Wonderful. Ken, Mr. Wonderful-ier-son. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably too long. No, there was a point. I mean, Will Anderson, I remember at some books was like 40-1 for a while, but that was you're going farther back in before, I want to say it was like earlier in the summer. That's where the value would have been. Now the hype continues to grow as we get closer to the college football season. Yeah. And by the way, I mean, remember how all the hype and how dominant Chase Young was during his peak time at Ohio State, and he didn't sniff the Heisman. Like that's what we're talking about here. It's really, really difficult for a defensive player to even get in the conversation, let alone get the invite. And then on top of that, actually winning. I mean, again, Charles Woodson, right. We're going back that far for somebody and he was also playing a dynamic position and making plays. And it's just so difficult. And in some ways, it kind of sucks. I get it. Cause you're like, I'd like to see other positions more involved in this.
Totally
guys that
agree.
Are really, really good, but it just doesn't, it's not going to happen. And that's not what we're here for. The reality of
the likelihood of it happening is low.
Win.
Right.
Yeah.
The likelihood of it happening is low, and welcome to handicapping. The likelihood of something is low and the price is not like, does not reflect that, then don't bet it. And it can still happen, but just don't bet it.
So Dylan Gabriel is the new quarterback at Oklahoma. He's 20-1 now. This is another, to me, I think even more of a question mark than when we're talking about Caleb Williams, because at least Caleb Williams is with Lincoln Riley, and you know that there's at least some receiver talent there that's going to help USC. There's going to be hype. Like, that will help Caleb Williams. Dylan Gabriel, I mean, this is from, 2 years at UCF, transferring to Oklahoma. It's a new head coach, new system, new everything there. There's talent, but to me at 20-1, I look at this and see Dylan Gabriel going, it's nothing but question marks to me there. And I look at this as a complete wait and see. Like, let's just see what it even looks like with this team. Because remember, this time last year, Spencer Rattler was looked at the number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
Sure.
And there was all kinds of Heisman talk around Spencer Rattler. Again, different coach, but still same program at that point.
This is the first player I would consider betting before the season starts.
Okay, so you're the complete.
Not that he's like a lock, and not that I'm like dying to bet him. This is the first price that I think has a chance to change in the first couple weeks of the year. It's UTEP and Kent State at home. they will name the number of touchdowns they'd like him to throw against Kent State. If it's eight, it's eight. If it's 10, it's 10. At Nebraska is a really interesting game because it's like a high profile game and it's on the road and it's a team that we think is going to be better this year. But there's also totally a chance that he can shine in that game versus like Texas plays Alabama. Like, I mean, just like if we're comparing candidates, right? Like Bijan Robinson's 22. Like, who's likely to have a better statistical game? Dylan Gabriel at Nebraska, Bijan Robinson home against Alabama. I mean, come on. Like, it's not even close. And Big 12 still very winnable. You're getting a depressed price because there's a depressed expectation for Oklahoma this year. It's one of the lowest win totals they've had in the last couple decades. Honestly, they're nines on the board and they're getting bet under. And so the quarterback of that team is the price is going to be inflated on that too. So it's kind of like, where are we more likely to be wrong? So like, let's say the expectation for Oklahoma is a 9-3 season right now. Knowing the history of Oklahoma, this is kind of like when Ryan Day took over at Ohio State. Similar thing happened. Justin Fields was the quarterback there. And it was like, well, Ryan Day for Urban Meyer, Fields, we don't know. Like his spring game wasn't good. And all he ended up being was like an absolutely phenomenal player. Like it was like, oh, right. Ohio State, they're really good. Right. Oh, right. Okay. I think if we're likely to be wrong one way or another on Oklahoma, it's that we are expecting kind of mediocrity when really it's just the same old Oklahoma, when really it's just the same old thing. And I don't mean like Lincoln Riley high scoring, but just success, just like level of success, basically. And it might look different, but like, look, like Jeff Lebby's the offensive coordinator. He was Gabriel's offensive coordinator at Central Florida. They've worked together before. Gabriel, we really don't know a lot about him against elite opposition, against any ranked team in any big spot, but the ceiling has to be considered. I mean, guy was like a record-breaking quarterback at UCF.
He threw for 600 yards against Memphis.
Yeah.
He threw for
so like, I'm not
yards,
saying awesome.
But they still lost. By the way, right. They still lost that game. So imagine that. You throw for 600 yards in a game, right. And yet you still lose.
He's like the Shohei Ohtani of college football, yeah. Basically. He has like a triple and a grand slam, and they lose 17-5. You know, just like a Tungsten Armor Doyle, basically. So the reason why Gabriel is appealing is because his price is inflated because Oklahoma's not expected to be much, but every year they're usually much more than this. So like that's kind of interesting. Like, what if in the first couple of weeks they just look like Oklahoma from a talent standpoint? Not that the offense is going to look the same. We talk about one thing a lot of players have trouble reaching is those individual statistical performances that are just like, what? What did that guy do today? This is a guy who's already made a living on those performances. If you tell me he had 506, I'll be like, oh, like he did that other time when he did that. Which is, you can't say that about most of the guys we're about to talk about in the next group of 20, Right. Basically. It just, the price is a little big for someone with that ceiling. Like, it is a reach to assume almost every team we're going to talk about from this point forward. It is a reach to assume that they will win 10 or 11 games. It will require going over their win total, not matching, going over their win total. This is one where it's like, yeah, they go over, but like 10 for Oklahoma is just like easy. Like, it's just something that happens all the time. It's just natural that Oklahoma goes 10-2 or better. So just like, that's when I look at him against some of the other quarterbacks with like 8.5 win totals, 7.5 win totals. Like Miami's expectation is to go 10-2, but like that'd be a pretty darn good year for them historically in the last 10 years, basically. Be yeah. pretty crazy for Miami to go 10-2. It is actually somewhat disappointing for Oklahoma to go 10-2. It's actually somewhat of a disappointing season. So like, you know, UTEP, Kent State, Nebraska to start. Could 20, maybe like he's what we think Caleb Williams is, which is kind of funny because of like the history with those two players and how they switch schools. Like if Oklahoma is just going to be better this year and there's opportunities for huge stat games early, both games at home, and he's 20 and Caleb Williams is 850, isn't it more likely that Dylan Gabriel just comes down to join Caleb as opposed to that Caleb drops down to join CJ Stroud? Like, isn't there some room there at 8-10 maybe for the first couple of weeks? So this is something that I've thought about a lot, have not bet him yet. This is the first player that I would consider betting before the year starts because there's an assumption that Oklahoma is not as good. And that's possibly true, but it is an assumption. Mm-hmm. And it is an assumption not based in the history of Oklahoma football. So like, I am reticent or sort of, that's the wrong word. I am skeptical that that is true. And if I'm skeptical and I am proven to be right, not only will they be better and they'll win more games, but Gabriel's price will drop and it'll be because he's really good. So like, and he's a quarterback and he can have the crazy stat games. So I think it actually makes a bunch of sense.
And that's really what happens. And, you know, anytime somebody has, just as a quarterback, and has a really good game or a good stretch of games, whether they weren't in the discussion before, maybe they're even at a slightly smaller school, they're not at Alabama or Ohio State, then you start throwing the word Heisman into the same sentence as their name, and that creates the groundswell, and that's what builds up the conversation even more. So Dylan Gabriel certainly will be one of them. There's a couple others as we drop down this quarterback list a little bit that could be that other quarterback name, I think, that jumps into the conversation and throws people off. All right, we continue down the Heisman odds next. You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.